Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions of this show do not reflect the views and opinions of Wikicuriosity Media or its affiliates. Wikicuriosity Media, changing the world you listen to.
Gentlemen, welcome to Note by Note Radio Show. It is I, your host, the guy in glasses, with me tonight, broadcasting from his home studio out in Cali, is my boy
Yo.
Jesse. What up?
Yo, what's up, y'all? How y'all living?
What's going on, man?
If you care, I'm marvelous. I am marvelous.
Hell yeah. How you been with, the 2 weeks off that we had, man?
Oh, wasn't no days off for me.
Well,
it was just one less thing on my plate. I don't
take
no days off.
I had a little bit of downtime. I actually got a nap in.
Right. I work 7 days a week. Shoot, I'm a full-time entrepreneur. Sorry. I don't take every day is Monday for me, baby. Proud of it.
Oh, you got to make that money every day, right?
Every
keep that
single
flowing.
Day. Every day, too. I'm sorry. I want to eat sirloin. Hey, every day. I like nice things, so
yeah.
I take 0 days off.
Well, that's the way you gotta be anymore, man. If you want to try to get ahead.
Oh yeah, I ain't even trying to get ahead. I'm just maintaining. Like I'm not even chasing.
Motherfucker. What are you talking
right.
about?
Right. I refuse to get in the rat race. I'm chasing nothing. The thing is, I pay attention to the people that came before me. You're not going to burn me out like that. No, not on duty. Not the day devil. You know what
I'm Hell yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, please, if you haven't already, go to that Facebook page, type in Note by Note Radio Show, hit that like button, hit that share button, let everybody know what we're trying to do. Also, go to Wicked Curiosity Media. Go to that Facebook page, like and share it. You can also check out our website. Easiest way to get to it is just looking through the Wikicuriosity Media Facebook page and clicking on the link there, because the actual link to the website is just really, really long. And, nobody keeps a pen and paper on them anymore, so it's not like, like everybody's going to have time to write it down. So easiest way, ladies and gentlemen, just go to that Wikicuriosity Media Facebook page and click the link there. Check out everything that's going on with, Wikicuriosity Media within the family here and all the shows and stuff like that, what we got going on. So, yeah. Glad to be back. For those of you who don't know, I got the COVID. So that's why we were off for a couple of weeks. I don't broadcast from my home. I broadcast from Dan and Angel's home. So, I had to quarantine. And I had to stay over there on my side and do my thing for a little bit. But I am back. All is well. Things are good. Glad to be back into the studio here with my boy Jeffy.
Back.
And we got a great show lined up for you tonight. I think we're going to be talking with a gentleman named Stone. He's a up and coming artist. Been doing a lot of work with Cordell Drake. Big big shout out to Cordell Drake. This man had, I mean, if I was getting
his new name is Mr. Applied Pressure. I posted this yesterday. Cordell Drake, I'm literally, that's one of his new nicknames, because I swear to God. Now, okay, me and Cordell are, we tour together. We're touring mates, so I consider him a brother. I've seen
right.
him come a long way. The one thing I know about Cordell Drake, he's a very humble cat. But musically, I feel like he sucks the air out of the room when he decides to drop. So it's just funny to see. It's almost like he gives everybody a chance to breathe right before he puts them back in the bear hug. Like, and so I was telling him that yesterday. Like, I called him. I was like, you motherfucker, you. Did you just? Yeah, you did it again, didn't you? Like, uh-huh, yeah. Uh-huh, okay. And this is just like the family competitiveness we have. It's like, yeah, I see you. Okay, I see you. I get it. Don't you just wait. You know, mine simmers a little longer, but you bastard. I see you. I see what you're doing. So I'm proud of Cordell. I'm proud of what he's doing right now. I'm proud that he's finding his space again. I mean, he's a guy that deserves to listen, you know. And I don't close on very many people at all. Like it's hard to get my I'm hard on artists. So for me to say he's worth the listen, he's worth the listen.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And you know, I tell you, he's done so much for the show and getting not only artists to come on, but you know, his people and the people he gets, you know, to come on the show, you know, their people and stuff like that. And so it's really, really helping the show to, you know, kind of broaden its horizons. And you know, so you know, I mean, I'm looking at Facebook all the time, and you know, I see we get another page like and stuff like that, or a page share and everything like that. So you know, I'm really, really stoked that we came across him. And I the only reason I found out about Cordell is a previous host when Brian was working with me. We had him on, and I mean, he just, and he loved being on the show with us. He's called in during several of the artists that I've had on, you know, thanks to him, called in during the show. So he really is like a light in a dark room. You know what I'm saying? Like he really, just makes everything better. I mean, I don't know really how else to put it. You know what I'm saying? Like he's
a good
center
of
attention without asking for it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
it's not like he's showboating. You know, he just commands this presence. You know, with whatever he's doing. You know, so yeah, big shout out to Cordell and what he's trying to, you know.
Well, we know that you're a fan, huh?
Oh, yeah. Right here, baby. It's on. It's on right here.
I feel you. That's a very nice hat, I might add.
Yeah,
very high quality. You know what I mean? It's very well put together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can tell that you didn't get that in the middle of the mall. You know what I mean?
Hell no. No. This straight out the shop, baby. You know?
I can dig it. And it literally did come straight out the shop.
Straight out the shop, baby. So yeah, I mean, I love working with him. I love talking with him, and you know, that's why I've made it such a point that you know, I've got to get out there. I've got to get out to Spokane, and you know, I've got to meet all these people, you know, that I've been talking with, you know, and doing shows with and stuff like that. So hopefully I can get some time. I can get up there and, you know, spend at least 3 or 4 days up there and just kick it with Cordell.
Yeah, see,
man,
I used to be back and forth.
Like there.
COVID destroyed a lot for me. That, like, because I'd be in that mix, but I'm just not playing with that. Like, so I tell them straight up, like, bro, I get it. I don't care if it's a hoax or not. It's just something I can't risk it, but I'm over here rooting for y'all, but you know, when it gets figured out, just know I'm coming through like a ball rolling downhill. But so y'all better get y'all lead, because you know how fast I catch up.
Oh So we've got Stones from Las Vegas. We're going to be looking to hear from him in just the next couple minutes here, have him call in. I can't wait, man. I'm excited. We've got three of his songs uploaded into the studio here. So we're going to get a chance to listen to probably at least two of them, if not the third one. We'll probably get all three in, fuck it.
Fuck it.
You know, they're only, let's see, one's 2 minutes and the other two are 2.5 minutes. So, yeah, we can get them all in tonight, man. But that's what this show's all about, man. It's giving artists, giving them a platform to have their music be heard. I talked with Stone earlier today and just kind of gave him a rundown of, you know, what the show's like and stuff like that. And, you know, I just told him, look, man, we ain't got nothing scripted. We ain't nothing fancy. I said, but we just, you know, want to hear from you and hear your story and stuff like that. And, you know, I'm excited, man. I don't know a whole lot about Stone. Just what I've heard from Cordell in the last week and a half, 2 weeks or so.
Right. Don't worry, I got your story. One thing I will do in this aspect, I, being an artist myself, I will ask the questions that artists need to answer.
Okay.
Because that'll be a dope chain, because I feel like a lot of times when we get interviewed, they don't ask us the questions that are going to bring people to our music, if that makes sense. So.
Yeah. Are you saying I'm a shitty host? Is that what you're saying?
No, not at all. It's just, there's just the usual script of questions doesn't tap into it. So no one ever, it's like one of those, once you heard it, once you hear it, it's like, oh yeah, that makes a lot of sense why you would ask that question. And I think that was with a lot of things. That's why it's helpful to have artists asking artists questions, because you can ask the question from the fan standpoint and I can ask the question from the artist standpoint.
And so, that's one thing I loved about the idea of having an artist on, you know, and that's one thing I told my previous co-host, Mike Snodgrass, you know, just because you are, you know, you have that different perspective from being an artist yourself, you know what I'm saying? So.
Right.
I think it's going to, you know, work out great just because it gives us, like you said, you know, you can ask from your perspective, you know, from an artist's perspective and stuff like that. And it's stuff that I'm not going to think to ask about because, you know, I'm not an artist. So it gives us an all nice roundabout, you know. I do a lot of basic questions, you know, and I ask most of the artists, you know, similar things, in which I always start out with the first one is, why? You know, what was that reason, you know, that you got into this? Why, you know, why'd you even start? Because there's always a story there, you know, there's always something good, you know?
Always.
And, I mean, so, but yeah, I mean, definitely, you know, having you on with me is a big help. And it's definitely, be awesome, you know, as we continue to work together and stuff like that, and, talking with these artists, man, and getting their name out there and letting them be heard, you know.
Very true. Very true.
So, anything significant in Jesse's world last couple
in my
weeks?
World,
while we're waiting on Stone to call in.
Jesse's finally getting I'm finally getting the vibe back to step back in the studio and start recording what may be my next studio project. You know, I've been really, this next project for me is very important because there's a certain step I need to take forward, and that's why I've been very meticulous about how, when, where I go about that. So I'm starting to find that, like, that creative energy again. So that's something new, because usually I'm spending that energy ghostwriting for other people. And, you know, people don't realize how much creative energy you give away at times. So now I'm finding that space again for myself. So that's pretty much the when I'm thinking about it out loud, yeah, that is the newest thing. Just the change of, I guess, vibration for me creatively.
Oh yeah. Well, it looks as if we have someone here. So yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's his number. Okay. So ladies and gentlemen, Note by Note is proud to present Stone. Stone, are you there, buddy?
Yes, sir. Yeah, yeah. Hey. What's up with it?
What's going on, man?
What's good with you?
Oh, man, I can't complain. What's going on with you fellas? How y'all doing?
Slow and steady, bro. Slow and steady on my end.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Just trying to keep things moving.
Hey, long as it's moving, long as it's coming in motion, we all good. Keep it in motion.
Right, exactly. See, when you stalemate, that's when things happen. You know what I'm saying? When you stalemate, you just got to keep moving forward, whether it's good stuff, bad stuff, whatever. You just got to keep putting that one foot in front of the other.
Exactly. Exactly. As long as you're in motion.
That's right.
Hell
yeah.
What's going down with you,
Tony,
though, man?
Tell us a little bit about yourself, man.
As y'all know, I'm out of Las Vegas, Nevada. Born and raised right here. Been here my whole life. Most of my life experience has been right here. And I've been doing music since I've been young. My auntie, she was heavy in the church. So I was going to church a lot when I was young. And my uncle, he had a group. And when I was young, he used to come home and throw notepads and shit on the bed and, like, you know, tell us to write music and shit. So I've been doing it good ever since. Yeah, ever since then. Shout out to my uncle on that.
Oh, wow. That's
how old are you, by the way?
Man, why would you ask
that
man that? Why would you ask that man? Don't ask that man that. Don't ask that man that.
I just asked how old you are, man. Like,
don't ask that man that.
Oh,
that man is timeless. That man is timeless.
It ain't rude. It ain't rude to ask a man how old he is.
I'm telling you, I feel you, bro. But you know, as rappers, you know, motherfuckers want anything to hold against you. Now that man is timeless.
Yeah, that's true. We'll keep that up, man.
I'm just saying that
as an artist myself. I already know, like, that, you don't mean any harm. But
right.
when you out here and you really making moves, motherfuckers will take whatever little it that shit. This nigga, this shit, like you have. So that's the artist side of this. That's what I'm here for.
I love how you have my back on that, brother.
hey, I've been there, done that. You know what I mean? I don't play the game. I know you mean well.
Man,
but
I
mean,
always
well.
Public relations, that's PR.
All right. I'm going to put my headphones down. Y'all two just finish up, all right? I'm going to go.
Nah, you good, brother.
Yeah, you good.
The only reason I add, just because the picture that we put on the page and everything like that, he just looks really young. That's all. That's, you know.
And that's very good. Like, that's very good. That's why I'm saying.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, good for
him.
Yeah, absolutely. You know?
He's ageless.
I take care of myself.
You know what I mean?
I try to take care of myself. You know?
Hey, that's real. I mean, let's be honest. Like, we all know how old Jay is. I mean, Jay-Z.
Yeah.
We don't never really trip. We don't ask. We just kind of know. But we know, but we don't know. It's one of those things. It's
that's
like Voldemort.
So
we never speak of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we just.
If I want to know how old Jay-Z is, I will Google that shit, okay? All right.
I understand that, but see, only you would Google
that.
I don't
think Stone's gonna pop up on any Google shit yet. You know what I'm saying? So I was just asking the information. That's all.
No, you'd be surprised what'll pop up when people want to discredit you. You'd be surprised what a hater would put on the internet. Hey, people would be like, "Hey,
I'm actually not like, I know what type of audience I appeal to, like, you know, in the, you know, like what I'm going for. So, you know, I know, like." Even like when I was just out in Spokane, I see how kids younger than me, how they, you know, receptive to me. So
facts.
Whether they know my age or not, I just make sure I keep my energy right so people see that. And like you said about the Jay-Z thing, it's like they don't even really pay attention to that after they,
mm-mm,
you know, be around
mm-mm
me and shit.
Right. Because it's on the strength. It's on the strength of his work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
Well, it's true.
I mean, that's fine, you know, I just asked, I didn't think it was a terrible fucking question.
It's not at all, but there's so many, when we're talking about hip hop, there's so many bullshit unwritten, like, hater ass rules that people play by.
Yeah.
Like, and it's one of those, you see what I'm saying? It's like a secret menu. It's not really a part of the game, but we just know. Like, I'm telling you as an artist, there's just all these secret bullshit standards that they try to bring into the equation to justify why you doing better than they are. And it has really nothing to do with the music. Like, that's always my question. Well, does the music suck? Let's get back to the music. I don't care about nothing else. Play the music.
Yeah.
Is it bars or not? If it's not bars, okay, it's not bars. But don't tell me, well, you know, that nigga got rich parents and who cares? What, is this music though?
I started here. You're way over here, brother.
Hey, it taps into the whole vibe, because that's the thing that I don't think people really know what artists really go through with all the little hidden smokescreen politics.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? So let's get back on track. Let me ask you a neutral question.
Yes.
You were just out in Spokane.
Yes.
What was that vibe like for you? What was that experience like for you?
Oh, man. It was something I never experienced. You know, a lot of this, like, you know, just receiving this kind of love is new for me. So just being out there, it was bigger than even in my hometown. I didn't really expect it. So, you know, shout out to Cordell and everybody out there. I love that. You know, I lived in Boise for like 2 years. So, you know, the trees and shit like that, I love that. So it was like a new experience, but at the same time, I was familiar with it. Yeah, I was familiar with it. So Washington, Spokane, all that, I love it down there. I love it down there.
Whole different energy, that's for sure.
Yeah, whole different energy. Man, the people out there were amazing. I love it.
So what do the possibilities look like for you out there?
Possibilities look endless out there. Just the whole Northwest, Montana, Seattle, all up there, that whole region, California, just everything up here. I'm a West Coast artist, so, you know, I kind of made it my mission to, you know, tap into where I'm, you know, where I'm region at, where I'm at, and it's been working for me. So, like, all them areas up there, you know, Colorado, all that, I'm tapped into all that.
Hell yeah. That's awesome, man. I hope things work out well for you, man. And definitely, you know, stay in the company of people like Cordell. It definitely can help you springboard, you know, the opportunities for you.
Yeah.
So, what are you working on an album right now, or are you just putting the singles together? What are you plotting on right now, brother? Let's just say it like that.
What I'm plotting on is just to take over. But no, I got Ghetto G.
He said take over. Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's dropping on the first. That's next Friday. Make sure y'all lock in with that. Tap in. That's going to be a classic. You got six records on there. They all bangers. I did it that way, just kind of studying the game. I'm a new artist to a lot of people, so I didn't want to oversaturate myself. I got a lot of records. Me and my cousin, Danny Dane, shout out Danny Dane. He produced a lot of my tracks. And we've been working for so long, I just didn't want to oversaturate everything. I wanted the people to get a piece of me and be able to, you know, really dive into who I am. So I got the EP dropping on the first, and I feel like from there, I'll be able to dive right into, you know, my whole purpose and what I'm doing and what I'm trying to do.
Yo, so what's your hands-down favorite song on the EP?
To be honest, I be asked that. I don't really have a favorite song. It's like with emotion with me, how I'm feeling that day. I made the EP. Well, how I picked the songs was like how I be feeling. You know, I'm feeling one way this time, and then I'm feeling another way that time. So that's how I kind of built the EP like that. So you get all those emotions. So I really don't have a favorite song. I just really play it all the way through, to be honest.
No. Okay, so let's play it like this. If I've never heard a Stone record before, what's the first one you're going to play for me? I'm speaking to you from the fan aspect. Like, I've never heard you before, and this is your chance to, like, make me a fan. What's the first song I hear?
I'm gonna probably play Grown. I'm Grown.
Okay.
Know, just the texture of it, the texture of it is real catchy. And, you know, the beat, it's one of those things that it fit in the middle of,
okay,
you know. Yeah, it just fit in the middle.
Okay, so there you go, world. I'm Grown. Go look,
yeah,
for it. Go tap into,
yeah,
it.
Yeah, check that out.
Because Stone says this is the one.
why didn't we get that one? That's what I want to know.
That's the one that's
why,
out right now.
Why didn't Nope I Know get that one?
Oh, yeah, I don't even know why, to be honest. I got a lot of good records. I'm going to keep it real. I'm just being, you know, I got a lot of records, so I just wasn't really sure.
Okay, so here's another one for you.
Okay.
With your project that's coming out, now this is a Jesse Lives question. This is just, I love this question because I'm a bars guy.
Okay.
What's the dopest bar on your EP?
Ooh, that's a great one.
See what I'm saying? What's that one that's just going to just knock everybody's brains out? Crazy when you think about it, huh?
I know. That is a great question. It's a couple on there, but one stands out to me is why I referenced Spacey G. I'm from the Desert Partner.
Okay.
Yeah. All You Can See Is My Dust. That was a famous song when I was young coming up. It was big in my city.
Oh, okay.
And you would have to know what I meant when I said that. You'd have to actually be from the city to know what I'm saying when I say that. So that's the first thing when that pops to my mind.
Okay. So give me like four bars of that. So for us that aren't from the city, so we know what we're listening to when we hear it, if you can. Maybe I'm asking too much, but you feel me?
What I said?
No, I didn't mean to put you on the spot, but I'm just saying, like, if we don't know you, I want the world to know you if they don't know you, so they don't have no excuses at all. You know what I mean? Like,
I would just rap it like this.
My bad, bro. I didn't mean to put you on.
You got him all fucked up. You got him all fucked up.
You kind of got me fucked up.
Let's do this. Let me save you. What I'll say is this. Out of the music I've heard from you, I'll tell you the bar that caught me. Now,
forgive me
if I don't, because I just wrote it down the best way I can understand it. But it's off of your song. Hold on, let me get back to it. In a Daze. And out of all the stuff, because I ain't gonna lie, bro, I had to social media stalked you to get to your music. So I was just catching clips of things. And I was like, oh,
good,
wow. You know what I'm saying? So this is the bar that, like, all right, this dude is for real. It says, basically the bar, and I'm just gonna read it to you. I ain't gonna try to rap the bars. But I've been on my biz, red cup without a lid, drinking to the shit that I did. I'm one of those kids. Stayed in trouble doing bids, had everything I can give. I'm trying to get my mom a crib, do shit I never did, get away up off the grid, take a trip to Madrid. Homies get stuck in their ways with minimal change, don't know how to live. Like, that shit was like, all right.
Wow.
Yeah. Like I told you, I'm a bars guy. Like, I'm listening. You know what I mean? Like, so at that point, I was like, yeah, listen, this, yes. Listen to what this nigga talking about.
So that right there, just that you said that shit, it's hard for me to kind of pinpoint it because, like, it, that's what my music is right there, what you just said. I love that you pointed that out because that's what it is right there. And that, what you just reminded me of is a record that's on the EP called A Matter of Time, and actually one of my favorite lines is off of that song.
Fire.
Yeah.
And world, I just want y'all to know that's the level of storytelling I feel like this man brings to the table. And now that's, like I said, that's just my opinion. Who the hell am I? But that's my vote. You know what I mean? Like, if you want to hear substantial big homie rules, I feel like this gentleman is speaking that for you. Now, I could be wrong. Like I said, that's just my opinion. That's just the vibe that I get.
No, that's very true. That's very true. If you're talking to me, yeah, that's very true. That's my message, right? It's inspiring and to motivate and definitely to create clarity. I think, you know, you learn shit through other people's stories. So, you know, my whole thing is as long as people could understand what they don't know through me, it's all good with me.
I think we all should be that. I think that's what every artist should aspire to do. At least for me, that's what I listen to music for. Like, say I never get a chance to see Las Vegas, Nevada.
Right.
Like the real Las Vegas, not the strip, but
right.
Vegas. Like, most cats don't really know what Vegas is really, really. It was weird that we're interviewing you. I was just telling somebody the other day, like, hey, yeah, because another situation about Vegas came up, and I was trying to warn Youngins, like, bro, I wouldn't play with them. Like, I really.
Oh, no.
I wouldn't play with them boys out there in that desert, bro. Like, I just wouldn't.
Yeah.
I'm talking to them. They already mad.
Like,
yeah, we set up out here, for sure.
Yeah, like
definitely set up.
You know, and that's cool. Because people need to really know that. Because people get so caught up in the mainstream misdirection of what these places really are about and what's really going on there. And you know, like,
yeah.
I know, that's how out-of-towners come to visit and get drowned because they think
yep.
it's what they saw on the movie.
it's
nowhere near that.
They think it ends with the strip. They like
yeah.
to talk with after that. Ain't nothing
yeah.
else exists after this boulevard.
Right, right. And the strip ain't even the beginning, you know? Like,
nah, that ain't even the beginning.
It's like the equivalent. It's just like the equivalent of Miami. Like they say, if it don't got a beach and a palm tree on it, don't get off the freeway.
Right. On the real.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to Miami. This is out there. Miami dope. Miami real dope.
I got a question here. So, is there a particular moment or a scenario, you know, that drove you to go, you know what? I'm gonna rap. I'm gonna live my life through my songs and record them. Is there a moment for you, or is there something that happened that just made you say, you know what, this is what I'm gonna do with my life?
You know what? That's a great question, and you got to understand where I'm coming from when I answer this question, because I really don't like to get into like deep shit like this, but. Like I said, I've been doing music for a long time. I've been putting out music, just never on the scale. Never on the scale. I was in a lot of trouble and shit coming up. You know what I'm saying? I stayed in trouble. So I always been rapping and shit, but I ain't really harness it. So for me, I remember like yesterday when Nip passed, I was a big fan of Nip. And, you know, I listened to his music continuously. So I was one of them kind of dudes like, I listen to the same artists all the time. I always listen to the same people. If I like you, I like you. So when Nip passed, I was like sitting in my car like, shit, the fuck I'm going to listen to now? And, you know, I'm looking at myself like, well, shit, nigga, you really him. Like, you know, you really can do that shit. So why don't you just start that shit that you be on? Why don't you just start pushing that shit and see what happens? And it's just been working ever since.
Oh, hey, if you're going to follow in somebody's footsteps, why not the late great?
Yeah, you know, I hate to say it, I don't want to sound cliche, but, you know, to know me, you know, like I said, you got to know me to know that answer. If you know me, then you know what that answer means, then, you know what I'm saying?
Right. And I don't think it is cliche. I don't think it is cliche, though. I think it's the truth, and I think a lot of gentlemen are afraid to speak it.
100.
You know what
100.
I mean? Like a lot of us gentlemen are very afraid of our truth because we're so busy worried about the judgment of ironically other gentlemen, which is we can have a whole other conversation about why I think that is the most fugazi thought process alive. But
absolutely, I agree with 100%. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's hard to tell people that because then, you know, they make it seem like it's something different. But like I said, you know, I've been doing music for a long time. It's just that was like, that was the boost. That was like the nigga, go ahead and do it. Fuck it.
Right. Well, that's how you know who's cut from what cloth, though. That's why yeah. most gentlemen can't handle that conversation because you're not cut from that legitimate 3,000,000 count. You know what I mean? You just not.
Right,
you think
right.
you are. Think you, and it's cool. You can believe what you want to believe, but you know the proof is in the pudding.
Yeah, that's all I be saying. Like you know, I'm just keep doing what I'm doing, and you know the people that's receptive to it, they know what's going on. You know they see what I'm trying to do.
I can dig it. I can dig it.
Yeah.
What you got over there, Jay? don't let me just take you on the conversation.
Oh, no, man. I just, you know, it was a good combo, you know?
I can feel it. Like I told you, I was gonna ask the artist questions, because for me...
That's why I love having you on.
Let me ask you something, brother.
Yes,
sir. Let me interject real quick. By you reciting my music, that let me know you're a big fan. Not a big fan of me, but a big fan of music. Let me ask
yes,
you,
sir.
What do you feel like right now the game is missing or could use?
Ha, I was going to ask you that same question. You got me. that's a good question that I have a 1,000 answers to, and they all matter, but I think one of the biggest thing the game is really missing is we spend so much time worried minding everybody else's business but ours.
Right.
And what I mean by that is when you say mind your business, you think I'm really telling you to don't worry about what I'm doing. I mean, no, like your actual business. What is feeding you? What's keeping your lights on? What's keeping you moving? Like, I don't care about that whatever Balenciaga bag homie bought her. What does that got to do with you, right? And
right.
so we spend so much time concerned about everything but the culture, even though we say everything we do is about the culture. Well,
yeah.
if it was about the culture, it would be like, okay, for example, say I never have been to Vegas before. I was one of those people who was never going to be blessed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I can always turn on a Stone album, and Stone
mm-hmm.
can tell me what Vegas is about. I never even have to see it. So for me as an artist, like that's how what music did for me before I was an artist. Like I can, okay, if I want to know about Atlanta, Outkast. If I want to know about the drug game in Atlanta, Jeezy. And so that was my roadmap to the world. We don't have that anymore, right? We don't really have like you said. I'm just telling my truth. This is legitimately my story from the angle I see it. It's the first biggest thing that's missing is we need more of that. And less of everything else. and not saying that everything else can't happen, but we need to stop complaining about everything else. Yeah, let's stop complaining about those people and start tapping into the people that are giving us that truth, what we really believe is the truth. So that's the small answer, but we could do a whole show about all the 1,000 answers that I believe of what's missing. But I just think at this point, we just need to stop bitching about what we don't like and really start pushing what we do, aka minding our actual business, like minding the culture, the part of the culture that we love.
To add what you're going on there, I think, and hip hop especially, because we've seen such a change in, you know, the way things are in the last, you know, 10, 12, 15 years.
2 years,
whatever.
For sure.
I think it's missing a lot of that, the basics, you know what I'm saying? And that soulful stuff. And like Jesse's saying, you know, talking about what's going on, you know, I mean, everybody's got the same kind of songs out anymore about, you know, big money and hoes and, you know, cars and houses and all that. And that's all well and good. You know, I mean, I think everybody's going to have, you know, everybody who achieves that level is probably going to do a song about that, you know, because that's something that's going on in their life. But that's not all that there is, you know, and I think a lot of artists nowadays really miss out on what the whole concept of hip hop was when it started, you know, and what it meant to be in hip hop, you know, and they ride on the, you know, on the shirt tails of those ones that became, that came before them, but they don't pay any homage to them. You know what I'm saying? And that's what kills me, you know, like, you know, that's my biggest thing.
The best way to sum that up is, and this is my favorite catchphrase right now. A lot of y'all have never been in the cypher in his shows.
Right.
We're missing the days of the rapper's rapper.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like we need more rappers. Like
rappers.
Like if you wouldn't just rap for the hell of it.
Right.
We don't need you right now, bro. Like we don't, like, if, you know what I mean? Like, for real, if it's just literally, if we form this, because I've been around rappers that will not rap outside of, I only rap in the studio. Then what the hell are you doing here?
Right. We need a little bit more than that, nigga.
Right. Like, I've literally had dudes tell, I've had artists tell me that they don't rap on the weekends.
What?
I can't make that up. But that's what I mean. It was like basically a cypher situation where it's just like, no, everybody got, you got bars, I got bars, spit something. Okay, you spit something. It was just the genuine love of, let me hear what you got. And I've seen people tap out on that to avoid that. So that's where I got like, no, we're just missing just rappers. Just genuinely, I respect you because you're dope. You don't even have to rap about what I'm rapping about. I just know whatever you say, it's going to be something, because for me, this is why I love lyricists, because there's always that one thing that's going to make me go, damn, I wish I would have wrote that. Damn, I wish I would have. How did he put that? Damn. How did he put that? And that's why I wrote down what I wrote down. It was like, that's ill. Like, how did he sum that up that way? Like,
that's so crazy. Like I said, I'm an impactful artist. I write to impact. That's what I do. You know, I don't be in a rush to put out music. And just to piggyback off what you're saying, like rappers and shit, like, like, you know, like coming in my city, like, we got a lot of artists and shit, you know, doing their thing, you know, trying to make some noise, and some is making noise, and you know, and you got some who are just making noise. If you understand what I'm saying, they're just making noise, and like, my initial thing was to get as many features with artists so they can get familiar with me. Let me tap into them so they can see what I'm doing and we can, like, you know, we can rap. But like you say, you know, everybody ain't rappers. You know, some niggas just rap when they're in the studio or when they're around their homeboys or, you know, what may have you. They're not as serious. So you definitely can tell, you know where they stand and like you said, like who belong where. You know, I know, you know, I rap. This is what I do. I wake up, I rap. You know what I'm saying? So I totally agree.
Right. And we could have that deeper conversation, you know, offline or in another show. But
for sure.
Ironically, that sums up the question you asked me. Like, if we could put everybody in the place they need to be, everybody in the box they need to be in, that would change. That would help the game overnight. Because then the truth, like, we know that this is the truth box right here. So if we want to listen to the real, I'm here. We tap into this. Now, if we want whatever else, everything else, okay, it's in these boxes over here. Because right now, it's like everybody's grouped into one big thing, and you don't know. So one of my old mentors broke it down to me like this. He's like, imagine hip-hop being the ocean, and everybody in the ocean is saying the same thing. How do you know who's saying the truth? That's what we're dealing with right now. Because it's funny, you'll meet more people who aren't rappers, who you'll meet more rappers than people that aren't now, which is crazy. Like, it's almost embarrassing to say you're a rapper because everybody
is telling you.
I let people figure it out on their own. A lot of times, like, how come you didn't tell?
Hey, look, I'm the same way. I never tell nobody I'm a rapper. Like, I don't even say it because it's like, you know, like you said, it's like, so it seems so watered down. Don't get me wrong, to the art. No disrespect to the art or anybody trying to do that thing. That ain't what it is. It's just like, you know, sometimes, like you said, just be oversaturated. And it just seems like, damn, who not trying to be this? You know what I'm saying?
Right, and then so for somebody like yourself who this means the world to, this is why, not saying that you feel this way, but this is like a lot of gentlemen such as yourself feel slept on. No, it's just hard to weed through all the other BS to get to you. You know, and that, and
yeah.
That's funny how that question sparked such a thought process, but I feel like these are the all the small intricate ingredients that are in the way.
Yeah.
Because there was a time where you just literally, like, I miss the days, and it sounds old school as hell, but I miss watching the times of my uncles where dudes had to battle for their respect. Like, you literally had to rap your way into a situation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It wasn't about what set you was from. It wasn't about how you dress, how much money you get, how many books you sell. It was literally, can this, you can, bro, rap. And then you got to out-rap him or her. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you hear those legendary stories, like the Rockefeller stories and how those guys got signed, or how the Cassidy Beans battle happened, like, we need that. We're missing that. And now, how many people could survive that right now? That's the million-dollar question. How many rappers could survive? Okay, I'll rap Stone. That's the difference. You see what I'm saying? Like,
I just had this conversation the other day with my homeboys. We was just talking about something similar to this, and we was watching music videos and shit like that, and I was telling them, like, you know why, like, especially, like, when I'm putting out music and shit, like, if you notice my catalog, it's, like, a little bit all over the place. Like, how many more rich stories is we going to hear? You know, like, it's a lot of motherfuckers going through a lot of different shit right now, you know? So it's, like, that whole demographic is, like, missing, it almost seemed like, where, you know, you listen to music and you feel something, like, other than trying to be rich, or that whole rich mentality. It's like, we already know that. What else? What else?
Yeah.
You know, what other layers is it to you, you know, other than, you know, how rich you is and shit like that? You know, the world is in a totally different place right now, you know? So as far as what I feel like, and my whole thing is, you know, it's actually an opportunity for artists like me, you know, like J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar's and Nipsey's and different things like that. Like, people are paying attention to that impactful artists. Not to say that they wasn't, but like you saying, there's no age barrier on that. Like, you know, when you got impactful things to say, like, it don't matter. People gonna gravitate to that, especially right now. You know,
time
especially
is the time.
Right now. Yeah. So, like, it's my time right now. I feel like that because that's when I am. I'm an impactful artist. You know what I'm saying? So you're going to get all the layers from me every time.
And it's needed. I think it's needed but it's also needed from across. It's also needed across the board. And I appreciate you for leading by example. That's the thing we're missing. It's just cats who just genuinely just lead by example. These are the, because I think what it is we're so afraid that this won't work.
Exactly.
So I'm going to stick with what does instead of risking risking a little bit of rejection. Like, for me, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to talk about what I'm talking about. Right. And so if you don't want to tap into chemtrails and understanding the stock market, then I ain't for you. Sorry.
Yeah.
But I'm over here talking about winning. I want to win. I'm like, bro, you don't see it? You don't see the fix in? You don't see the boogeyman coming down the street? Okay. I don't say when I disappear, don't say I left you. I tried to warn you.
I think that music is needed. That, like, you know, hip hop is a lot of different things. You know, it's not one thing, but it's always good to have those fun songs and those fun moments and you know, to be a little boisterous every once in a while. But like you know, it's just too much of it. Like, you know what I'm saying? And that's why, like, when I started really pushing my thing, it's because as I'm going through my catalog, I'm going through iTunes and shit, I'm like, every song that is playing is just bang, bang, shoot 'em up, I'm rich, I'm rich, I'm rich. Like, damn. And I couldn't even tap into no emotion. You know, I couldn't even really get into no space, like, you know, that mattered to me. Like, it only mattered to me to be balling sometimes. I mean, not like balling. What I mean, like, is to be stunting. Like, you know what I'm saying? I be stunting, but I don't be, you know, sometimes I be on some chill shit. And I be looking for that. I be looking for that move, too.
You living, basically. You living.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think all this with all this music talk here, I think we need to put one on, and you know.
Yeah, play the music. People want to hear the music.
Yeah,
play the music.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
people want to hear the song. The man
right.
brought the song. Play this. So come
right.
on. Hey, that's the song, man. People want to hear the song.
Play
the song.
Play that shit. Yeah. Play that shit.
Selector. Put one DJ. Put one on Selector. Let's rewind one time. You know what I mean?
Ghetto Gypsy on the way. Make sure y'all go get that Ghetto Gypsy. I promise you, all the way through.
All right, so this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna put on one of Stone's songs. Stone, you gonna stay with us, buddy?
Yeah, I'm right here. I ain't going nowhere.
Okay. All right. Cool. So we're gonna put on since we already talked about it a little bit. We're gonna put that in a daze. That's what we're gonna
bars.
Play.
Hey, B. Bars, B.
Yes, sir. Appreciate
you
that.
Know me.
Appreciate that, brother.
I don't pass very many compliments. Like, if you know Jesse Lewis, he don't pass compliments. But bars, B. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah, in my New York accent, it's bars, B. All day, B. Bars.
Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So this is Stone, ladies and gentlemen, and this is his song, In a Daze. All right, so just hang tight with us. We're going to be right back. We're going to finish up with Stone. Here we go. This is it.
Tap in.
Yeah. All I've been doing is seeing shit, nigga.
Yeah.
And paying attention to the details.
Yeah, I've been blessed with this gift, spitting my life through this rift. Sometimes I sit back and I trip, we made it to this. Long flights with a bitch, blowing flight like I'm Wiz. I've been on my biz, red cup without a lid. Drinking to the shit I did, I'm one of them kids. Stayed in trouble doing biz, had everything that I can give, yeah. Trying to get my mama crib, do some shit I never did. Get away up off the grid, take a trip to Madrid. Homies get stuck in their ways, with minimal change, they don't know how to live. Meanwhile, I'm stuck in the days, just blowing this haze, big bones on my lips. Steak dinner at the wrist, make them treat me like I'm rich. But I'm on some nigga shit, bigger whip, bigger chips. Take a chance, take a risk, you know the price, all this bliss. This is good as it gets, my location anonymous, yeah.
It's like lately, it's like I've been trying to expand my mind. So I've been touching different locations. I've been seeing different places. I've really been stretching my imagination. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Note by Note Radio Show. It is I, your host, the guy in glasses. With me broadcasting from his studio is my boy, Jesse. Jesse, what's up?
Yo!
Ain't
nothing up with my potential, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Straight like that. What it do?
I really love that song, man. And I just want to just say something real quick. I think it leads a little bit more, because we only get that for that first minute and 5 seconds of that song, and I want more. You know what I'm saying? I want like In a Daze Part Two. Yeah.
I think that's what he did it to you for, to leave you for that. Gotta leave him thirsty.
My boy,
gotta leave him thirsty.
I'm an artist, bro. I try to tell people I'm an artist.
I'm in this for the artist. I don't care about nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
No,
I am a rapper to the end of it.
Straight up. I get that too. But yeah, that was the intention. Like, I don't want to say that was the intention like that, but after I had went through it and, you know, I was deciding how I decided, I was like, you know what? This is one of them ones where, you know, it's kind of a cliffhanger, you know, it's going to want more. And it's the intro to Ghetto Gypsy. So that's why I kind of like, you know what, it fall right in place into the next track and all that.
Ah.
See,
so that's a method for the madness.
Right? Yeah, I was listening to the songs that you sent me, and I was listening on the way over to the studio today, and that one, and I ain't got nothing. I mean, I drive an 04 Dodge Ram 1500, you know, it's got a stock system.
That means you have a car. You're winning.
But I'll tell you, that song right there, that shit right there had my mirrors vibrating. Like, and it ain't got nothing fancy in my truck, but that... Like, that was bumping.
Shout out
for
to
real.
Danny Dane made that beat. Yeah, shout out to Danny Dane. He made that beat. He's such a diverse producer. Yeah, he produced 90% of it. And, yeah, that's just how he operates. He's amazing.
Yeah, see, just for the way he shouts out his production is some stand-up guy shit.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You got to give credit where credit's due, man. And a lot of people don't do that. And, you know, when you get people that do that, you know, you got to recognize that.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you this, Stone.
What's up?
If there's a up-and-coming version of you coming out of Las Vegas, Nevada, how does Stone put him on the right road, the right track, the right direction?
See, like in my city, you know, we get a little stuck here, and that's cool to a certain degree. If this is what you, if this is only, you know, the only audience you're trying to get, but you know, there's so much more out there, and for me, what's been working is tapping in with other places and other people and seeing, you know, see how they respond to you and how receptive they is to you. Because a lot of times, you know, in your city, they're going to put a cap on you because they're your friends and they're your homeboys. And, you know, it seems like everybody want to be a star. And it's not, you know, it seems like, you know, they're not going to put you in front of them, especially if they know you. If they don't know you, it's easier for them to, you know, accept who you are, what you're trying to do. But, like, when they know you and they're close to you, it's kind of like they only want to see you get just a little so far. So my best advice would be, like, you know, just get outside, get on the road, start taking trips and shit. Like, start meeting other people, let them hear what you got going on, let people meet you. I think, like, for me, it's not even the music. It's like when you meet me, I feel like you'd be like, whoa, okay. It gets you that more excited about hearing what I'm talking about because you actually got, like, 3D version of me. You know what I'm saying?
I can dig it.
Yeah.
You're one of the very few artists that, how can I say this? You're one of the very few artists that has ever tapped into that energy this early that I personally, you know, not to say less about you, more about me, but that was my first hustle is, shoot, I'm going to be everywhere all the time.
Yeah.
A lot of cats don't understand the power of that, because now basically you're going. If we'll use terms that everybody understands, I'm not waiting on the plug. I'm going to meet him.
Exactly.
I don't care where he at.
That's when you know you're a real hustler. Like when you like, man, I'm looking for the plug, but you stand still. Like, no,
right.
You gotta get outside. You gotta go find.
Right. I'm gonna meet him. I'm gonna be in so many places. He's gonna get tired of hearing my name. So he's gonna find me. I'm gonna find him one way or the other. Right, and we gotta bring that into the music game though, because that's really important, because this is truthfully a game of perception. So,
exactly.
How do you want to be perceived?
Exactly.
That's a good way to put that. Really, honestly, man. I mean, I never really thought about it like that, but it really is. You know, it's a game of perception. You know, and how do you want to be perceived? That's a very, very eloquently put, Mr. Jesse.
I do what I can do when I can do it, you know? Like,
perception is so important. It's so important. Like, you know, like me and my OG partner, we'd be talking to shit, and he'd be like, man, you don't be having no issues and shit because how you carry yourself. He like, you know, people perception of you. You like smooth. You be chilling and shit. You ain't like with the rah-rah. And like, you know, if you know me, like, you know, I'm certified out here in the street. That's irrelevant. But that's not the perception I want you to have of me. I don't want you to have that perception of, you know, you got to do something to me. Or I'm going to do something to you. No, I want you to be inviting. I want you to feel like, you know, invited to me. Like, come talk to me. Come holler at me. Let's talk. You know what I'm saying?
You're a man first, bro. That's what you are. You're a man first above everything else. And ironically, the game needs more of that.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, we literally, I can point it out the whole show. The game needs more of that. It's the truth. It, like I said, it's a thousand different things, but they're ingredients that lead up to something.
Exactly. I love that. But, I love that ingredients. I love that ingredients. I love that term, how you put that.
Yeah. I mean, that's the best way I've been able to compartmentalize it. Because, you know, this can get very confusing for even the smartest of us, because there's so much bullshit that gets passed off as this is why you should believe in me or trust in me.
Right.
And a lot of
money
times.
Money number one.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot. And you just don't know what you don't know. And that's but that's what this business is built on, to prey on what you don't know.
Yeah.
Right. So.
Oh, I got another good question. Stone.
Talk to me.
And everything that's happened so far since you've started out on your career here, What has been your favorite highlight? Maybe the favorite concert that you've done, or trip that you made to do a show or something like that.
That's a good question.
What's your favorite thing so far?
Oh man, my favorite thing was probably when I was just. I mean, I love doing the concerts and shit. Like I was just in Miami at the Nas concert backstage, tapped in with everybody. It was amazing. You know. That's always a surreal feeling, but this Spokane, to be honest, signing the kids, they scooters and they shoes. I'm telling them they gonna jump higher, and they running and jumping, thinking they gonna really do it, and they really was, you know, for whatever it felt like. You know, that was dope for me. That, and like that's, like I said, that's my whole purpose. Like, you know, I'm in this shit for real. Like, I'm in this shit to be doing something. So, like that right there, all that other shit, that's a bonus. Everything else is a bonus, you know what I'm saying? If you think I dress tight and all that other shit, that's cool. But, you know, I like when I can impact more folks.
Cool, man. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. So
that's
we just, you just did this, the Spokane trip, right? So, I mean, this is...
I wish you could have experienced Pig Out in the Park. I wish you could have experienced Pig Out in the Park, Stone. That is an outstanding...
So about that.
Festival, I can't even lie. That is a whole other. If you think, I'll say this because you gonna do it. If you with Cordell, he gonna make sure you get that opportunity. That's what I know
about
my brother.
Cordell, my boy, yeah, DL down to Cordell, all them, everybody down there, like he all set that up. You know, Culture Belly, he in my market. He the whole reason why that whole Cordell Drake situation even happened. How me and Cordell Drake got tied in. Was through Culture Belly, you know, and me and Cordell, we have an extremely tight relationship, you know, ever since. And Cordell has been instrumental in what I'm doing, you know what I'm saying? So I want to shop them guys out.
Right.
What I will say
is this. If you think they mad at you at home now, just wait, because I'm telling you as a person who experienced it,
wait till
they see them pictures and their videos and you in front of 20, 30,000.
Oh, man.
Bro. Yeah. Wow. So, it will be outside of everything that you're already doing, which is already certifying yourself. At that point, it's just like I like to say this. I like to call Cordell... His new name to me is Mr. Applied Pressure, because it seemed like that's all my brother doing these days.
Oh, yeah.
So as soon as you knock that down, it's just going to be like, yeah, we just got to accept it at this point. Going as that dude at this point.
Hey, that's what will be on my head. He stay on top of me like my manager. Shout out my manager, Diamond Gladney. Yeah, he be on top of me like my manager and shit. He don't be playing. I love that, though, because I need that. I smoke a lot of weed and shit. I be chilling, you know.
Well, I mean, bro, talented artists at this point are very few and far in between right now. So we need the best of us to be functioning in this ecosystem, because – we all help each other without realizing it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like it's very important that you be successful, because a guy like me needs a guy like you to be successful.
Straight
up. That opens door, and vice versa. You feel me? Like, because then the bar is about quality.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Because that's what a lot of us, I think we don't understand as artists. We get judged by the quality of the artists, the other artists. Like, because you see what I'm saying? So if you spit something that pushes me to raise the bar, I'm literally making, you made me better, so I made the market better, and I just basically gave you that energy back when I dropped something.
Exactly.
And I think that's what Cordell is trying to, and I don't know, I'd have to ask him, and I probably will ask him next time I talk to him, but I think that's part of what he's trying to get you to see. Like, it's very important. You got an opportunity right now to be in this crowd of animals.
Yeah.
Come on in.
Yeah.
Like, but you got to come all the way in.
He's selfless. True. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, it's like in my city, like I said, I'm not going to say nobody's not like that. Nah, it's just hard to find out what people want to be, what you are, or what you're trying to be. They're not going to put you in front of them. You know what I'm saying? Cordell is an artist, and he's an amazing artist, very talented. And he made sure I'm right in line with what he got going on. And that's hard to find in this industry. That's very hard to find. So
right.
When you find that, you know what I'm saying, you latch on to people like that. So, you know, take it however you want to take it. Yeah, that's my boy, and I'm going to hold him down.
Uh-oh.
Sure.
Uh-oh. Hold on. We just had a number pop up on our screen here. it's a Washington number, so I'm not 100% sure who this is. We're gonna check it out. So.
Might be my guy.
Maybe. Yo, you're on Note by Note.
Yeah, so I mean, the thing is, really with Stone, is that when I touched down in Vegas, I didn't even know who this man was. Coulter's the one that connected us and said that you need to get in touch with my boy Stone. So I said, fuck it. I was down there just kicking. I hit him up, and boom, he picked me up at a blunt ready, took me out for lunch, took me to a couple studios. I recorded, and I was like, that's love. So and he's talented as fuck. Him and his people, his family and his people that he introduced me to is talented. And they don't have that like local sound. So I was like, okay, this dude's he's genuine, and obviously he's a hard worker. He's taking me all these places and or whatever. So that's the reason why I connected with him, Jesse.
Hey, man. Yeah.
Thanks for clarifying.
Yo, my guy, though.
Hey, this is a dope interview, guys.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't beat up on that yet. That is the one and only Cordell Drake.
What's going on, y'all?
That record on the way, do that DL down to Cordell Drake, Stone Cold. You don't watch out for it.
Oh, wait. Yeah, we got more than that coming, too, so.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah, we got
a lot of work going on.
We got a type on the way. Trilogy. It's on the way. It's on the way.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
You got records on the way, and I ain't been saying nothing, bro. What's going on? What part of the game is that?
Hey, not many people know.
What's going on? You really putting together classic shit without me, bro? What's going on, man? Right.
Come tap in.
Oh, it's going down, man. Yeah, so far what we got recorded, we only got a couple records going, but yeah, it's automatically going to sound right because we all get along and we all got that West Coast sound, and it the formula is just right. So.
I can bet.
Hell yeah. We can't wait for that. We definitely have to have Note by Note updated.
Yeah. Hey, you guys take it. So I just wanted to. Oh, okay. What's up?
Quick question.
Man, make it quick, man.
He's a busy man. He's a busy man.
Okay, Vato. No, y'all gotta realize me and Cordell have been through some shit, so we can go back and forth for hours.
Oh, man.
in a realest way. That, like, when I say this dude is my brother, good, bad, or ugly, that's my brother. Like, but
right.
Hey. Why? Because I know how particular you are about who you work with. Why is Stone the one?
That's a good question.
I don't know, bro. It's literally it was how he connected and how humble he was when he picked me up. which was cool. But then when I started listening to his music, and I was sitting there on the couch at his homeboy's house, which might have been his family, I don't remember, but I know they were playing me stuff. And I was just like, damn, these fools don't even sound. You know, you hear other artists, and most of them sound local. You know what I mean? I can't explain the sound, but it just has a local sound. These guys don't have that. Stone don't got it. And his personality and everything, and I've seen how he worked. I don't know, man. Just something told me to tap in with this dude. And it's been everything's been coming together so smoothly ever since. So I just feel like I'm on the right steps. I did the right decision. All I know, that's all I don't know. Something told me to work with him and keep going on. So.
Well, I'll tell you this, Stone. That's a compliment because Cordell's pickier than me when it comes to this type of stuff, so
yeah.
That's a true compliment to you, brother.
He's real mean. He's a mean guy when he want to be. I'm just playing. No, he is a nice guy. I'm just playing.
No, I'm not mean. I just I get stressed out easily when I have a lot on the table, but and I also have I like to stay on top of things and keep on schedule and you know, do business right.
I love it. That's what we need, brother. That's what we need.
But all right, CDZ, we'll let you escape because I know you're a man of many revenue streams.
You guys keep doing your thing, though. This whole mix, even with you guys, that whole shit at the beginning where he was like, don't answer that question. And then he was like, what the fuck? All that shit is funny, and you guys got to keep it up. It makes the podcast interesting, and I see a big – this is cool. This whole shit's cool. So
I still didn't ever give a fucking answer out.
That was the answer. The answer was there's no answer. Deny.
Yeah.
We
hey,
are forever.
I had them gang up on me, bro. Where the fuck were you at, Cordell, when they was ganging up on me?
Oh, man, I was right there laughing, man. It shit was funny, though. But,
you know, I was laughing with them.
No, it was funny. It was good way. But,
oh,
hey,
yeah.
I'm going to let you guys go. You guys take it easy. Stone, man, I'll see you in Atlanta, fool.
All right, fool. I'll see you in a little bit, doggy.
Later. Well, shout out to Cordell Drake, everybody. That was the man of the hour.
My God.
Yeah, for real.
Now, here's the funny thing. You notice how when he popped in, he literally popped in like we grew up in the same house together? Like, Jesse, this is what I meant. Let me tell you, hey, Joe, let me put words in my mouth, man. Like, that is literally our relationship. Like we can literally go back and forth. Literally, we have. Like, that's the funny thing. Like, we've argued about music. Shout out to Cordell Drake. You know what I'm saying? The mayor of Spokane, Washington.
He didn't introduce himself or nothing. He just came in and just started giving you shit, man. He just straight off the rail.
That's
all right. Yeah. I get him back, fucker.
Yeah.
But no, that's
good,
man.
You know what, though? I really appreciate y'all having me on here. It flatters me just to be knowing that y'all interested in my life and interested in what I'm doing. I'm going to look back on these. This is like a gem right here. This is going to be a time capsule. You know what I'm saying? And I hope that we could, like, look back on this shit later on and be like, whoa, look at this shit now. You feel me?
I hope so, too, man. Hell yeah, man. I hope when you make it big and everything like that, you don't forget the little people. And, you know, when you make it a million and stuff like that, we can have you back on the show, you know?
Yeah, the way this game is, y'all be big as or bigger than me. What you mean? Y'all just as necessary as me. I can't talk like this on the record. I can't get. They can't really get to know me like this on the record. So y'all definitely necessary.
Well, that's what the show's about. Absolutely, man. Absolutely. And I say this all the time. There's so much beautiful music out there that's just not listened to just because people don't hear it on the radio and it's not mainstream. And that's just a garbage way of thinking, in my opinion. Like, I love listening to new artists and listening to music from all over and doing the show and talking with people like you. I mean, that's why I do this, you know, it's just for that particular reason. So
Definitely.
We gotta get the listeners out of their lazy way, you know, and that's what it is. People aren't hunting for the real no more. And
that's the problem. That's the problem. You're not looking for it. You're not looking for it. You just want to be spoon fed, and that's the problem with society. They don't want to go out searching. Everybody's used to this instant gratification anymore, you know, and they just want it to be right there, you know, spoon fed to them right through their phone on, you know, this or that or whatever, you know. And you got to look for it, man, because there's so much stuff out there. And like you guys were talking earlier, you know, about, you know, this artist, you know, inspires this artist to do better. And this, and you know, that's one thing I love about music, because you can follow that track back. You can literally go, okay, this artist was inspired by, you know, this band or this group or this artist, okay? And this band or group was inspired by so-and-so and so on and so forth. And you can follow the whole trail back, you know?
Right.
And that's why music is such a necessity, because without people who are taking the chance and have the guts and the balls to stand in a studio and record something that makes them, you know, lets people know about them, you know, without that, there's not other people to be inspired to do the same thing, you know?
Right.
So you got to continually do what you do, you know, because you don't know what kind of impact you're going to have on that certain person that, you know, is going to make them want to step into the studio and share their life story, you know, on a record. So, you know, and it's, you know, and that's what you said, you know, you like to do. You like to be impactful. And that's a beautiful, beautiful thing in this world, you know? So
Stone, bear with me for a second. I want to ask you some music nerd questions, if that's cool.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
What's your creative process like?
Ooh. Y'all have my mind on one thing. I don't want to forget my thought.
Go ahead. Hit him.
No. It's real quick. Let me just say this real quick. A lot of times, like when people see me, they think I'm from L.A. So I'm piggybacking off what my man was just talking about, like, you know, learning from music and how music could be so multi-dimensional. Like, a lot of people, when they see me, I wear Chucks and shit like that, they think I'm from L.A. And I'm like, no, I'm from Vegas. And I grew up on Warren G and shit. Like, I grew up on Snoop Dogg and all that old type of shit, you know, Daz and all them. So I knew who Jay-Z then was and Fabulous and all them was. But I also know who Pastor Troy then was. I knew who T.I. and Jeezy. I knew all them cats. But, like, what made me like T.I. and Jeezy then, because they was different, I knew they was from down south. Like, they had gold teeth in their mouth. Like, they dressed different. And that made them more interesting to me. I'm like, damn, they move a little different than we move over here. They dress different. They talk different. Same with the New York cats, with the Timbs, you know, and X, Y, and Z. I think, like, you know, like, especially coming out of my city, like, you know, it's not a real recognizable artist because, and it's not, like, you know, this ain't a shot to none of the artists out here, because, like I said, I always hold it down for the artists out here. I just think it's been a lot harder because it's been, like, an identity crisis, like, an identity issue where, like, niggas don't, like, you know, the artists don't know where they from. They scared to say they from Vegas. Like, they scared to say they from Vegas or whatever. And it's like, you know, we West Coast over here. Like, I don't know where else Nevada sit at, but to me, it sit on the West Coast. And it may have no large body of water around it, like, to that degree, but we still West Coast artists, you know what I'm saying? So I think that's why, like, that's been my advantage coming out of Vegas. It's like, because people can identify with me. They can look at me how I dress, how I rap and shit, and they're like, okay, I know where he from. I know if I'm looking for that sound, I know I just tap in the Stone, or I tap in Snoop, or I tap in the Drake. I know when I want to hear the Jeezy shit, I know who to tap in, Lil Baby in, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's easy. And it just makes the language, more interesting. Like, if, you know, if you're from Vegas and you sound like you're from New York, don't get me wrong, it's tight, but it's like, damn. It just seems a little, it's hard for me to be receptive to you.
Yeah, hey man, I'm not trying to cut you off, not trying to cut you short or anything like this, but this is a live show and people can't call in. And I got three different Spokane, you know, at least Washington numbers up on hold here. So I don't know if it's some people wanting to call in, maybe ask you a question or something like that. So if it's cool with you, I'm gonna bring the first one on here and see what's up.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, all right, here we go. Hello, you're live on No Front No Radio Show. Who are we speaking with? Hello?
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 Yeah, yeah. What's up?
Yeah, you live on No Front No. What's up?
Yeah, this is Justin Robertson out in Spokane, Washington, and I just want to give a shout-out to Stone. Keep doing your thing, bro.
Oh, appreciate you, K. What's up, Justin?
Hell yeah, stay up, bro. All right.
All day. You stay up too, Kent. Appreciate the love, man. Shout out to Spokane, Washington, everything that y'all been doing out there. I love it. I'm always out there. Coming back ASAP.
Hell yeah. See you soon.
Look out for that Ghetto Gypsy too, Justin. It's dropping October 1st, brother. Make sure you go pick that up. It's gonna be them ones.
All right, I got you.
All right, Kent.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. All right. Thank you, Justin, for the call. Appreciate it. We got another one here. We're going to flip right over to them real quick.
Yes, sir.
Hello, you're live on the show.
I got to roll up. Another.
What's good? It's Jay Santiago, Next Generation Music Studios. Just want to give a shout-out to my boy Stone. Keep pushing
What's up, my guy, Jay Santiago? What's up, brother?
What's good, man?
Oh, man, cool.
Yes, sir.
How you doing,
doggy? Hey, man, keep pushing that music. You know we love you from the Bay to Spokane. We got you, man.
I got number love for you, doggy. Number love for you. Appreciate you. You know I'm back out there in the lab ASAP, touching bases with you, King.
Once you touch down, you and Cordell always welcome. Just tap in.
Appreciate the love, doggy. ASAP, right with you.
All right, brother. You take care.
All right, brother. Take it easy. Shout out to Spokane.
Hell yeah, man. That's a lot of love coming this way. We had another caller, but they I don't know if they lost connection or if they just hung up. I don't know. But, you know.
Don't be nervous. You could call me.
I'll right back in. You know, I'm obviously not going to put your number out there on blast. But, you know, if you were calling in and we got disconnected or whatever, please feel free to call back in, you know, before we wrap up the show. So. Yeah, I think with that, we need to do another song, and then Jesse had a question right before we took those calls, and we'll get back into Jesse asking that question that he wanted to ask.
But his statement was way more important than my question. I ain't even gonna lie. What he was speaking on, what he was touching on, was more important than any question I could ask him. So
We got another Washington number up there in the lodge. We're gonna take this before we got three fucking callers. Okay, all right, hold on. We're gonna go in order here. We'll do that before we do a song here. Here we go. Hello, you're live on No Point No Radio Show. Who are we speaking with?
Hey, this is Risky.
Risky.
This who?
Risky. What's up, Risk?
Yeah, what up, man?
What up, Whiskey?
Oh, man, I'm dying in the hospital of COVID, but I just give a shout-out to Stone, you know?
Oh, shit, man.
Got you out, brother.
Yeah.
You say you
in the hospital right now. Yeah, I got COVID.
That's love. That's love, brother.
Man, we're going to get
an answer.
Hell yeah, man. We appreciate your support.
Tell your name was Whiskey.
What was that?
You say your name was Whiskey?
No, we talk about Risky. Risky Volts. You know Risky?
Well, Risky, you in our prayers, brother. We want to see you get well. We definitely don't want to see you like that. We hope you get real, really well, real fast, speedy recovery.
Sure indeed.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Absolutely.
We appreciate the support, too. Thank you for calling in, King. And all the support and all the prayers your way. I'm gonna make sure my prayer warriors keep your name in their mouth and send it up to the man upstairs and make sure you get a speedy recovery.
Thank you, man. You guys keep doing what you're doing.
For sure.
All right, man. We appreciate you. Get better, brother. Get better.
Yeah. Later, man.
Get well, brother. Get well, all King.
Right. All right, we got another one here, another Washington number. Hello, you're live on No Point No Radio Show.
calling to give Stone a shout out. This is Damien from Locomotion.
Locomotion, Damien, what's up, brother? What's going on, King?
Just waiting for this album to drop, man. There's a lot of people that want to see that video.
Oh, man. Likewise, bro. It's going to be a big deal. October 1st, October 10th. October going to be a good month.
Yep,
it's going to be exciting.
10.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. Shout out to Locomotion. Y'all show so much love. So much love. The car shop, everything is so dope. I loved it. I had a great time. I had an amazing time.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed yourself. I think I'm going to have to drop Risky off a care package later on tonight. He don't sound so great.
Please do.
Oh, yeah.
Please do.
Yeah, definitely. Show that man some love.
Yeah, tap in with him. Make sure he okay.
Yeah, I need Risky back on his feet. We still got some videos to shoot. So, yeah, Risky got to survive, y'all. Like,
man,
if you don't know anything about Risky, Risky is a outstanding videographer. Like, so.
Indeed he is.
And he's an actor. He's a comedian. He's a very fun guy. That's if you know him, you know him. If you know him, you can't help but love him.
Amazing person. Amazing dude. Yeah, shout out to Risky.
All right, man, I just wanted to give you a shout out. I want to get back to delivering my mail.
All right, brother. Hey, take care.
We
have a
good
love, day. Thanks for calling in, King.
Hell yeah, man. That's a lot of love. A lot of love, man. For real. Okay, we got
Spokane. I love y'all so much. I love y'all.
We got another one. I don't recognize the area code, but we got two different ones from the same area code here. Here we go. Yo, you're live on Nope I Know Radio Show. Who are we speaking with?
This is Angie Jackson.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Hey, what's going on, Angie?
Good. Yeah, I'm an acquaintance of Cordero Jace. I'm just giving a shout out to Stone and obviously Risky, who's in the hospital. I got my little man here who's 8, and he's got COVID, too, so dealing with it. It's not real fun. But, yeah, I was just talking with Cordell last night about him and his gang, how they, you know, they really inspire me being a single mother, and my youngest man loves music, and we can't wait for that new album to drop to listen to.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Angie.
You want to
what's up, guys?
Oh, hey, what's going on?
Yeah, music is his life. He dances, he sings, he watches the videos. He's got it. He could be the next you guys, you know. So, but yeah, he's down with COVID right now. So we're praying for him. He's only 8. So, but I wanted to give my shout out to you guys.
Thank you so much for calling. Prayers up.
Absolutely.
You guys keep doing what you're doing. You guys inspire a lot of people out here.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
That's what we're trying to do.
All right, thank you. Get better, little man. Speedy recovery. Thank you guys. Have a good night. You have a good night as well. Sweet. You too. All right, thanks guys. All right, thank you, appreciate you. Yep, have a good one. You too. All right, now we got one more on the list. COVID is running rampant right now. COVID is going crazy right now. Yeah, it is. We got to make sure we stay safe out there. Wear your mask. Stay safe out there.
Make sure you got your vaccination. If you don't, make sure you just stay double safe. Whatever the case may be, take care of yourself.
We got another one on the line here. We're going to bring one more in and see who we got here. Hello, welcome to Note by Note Radio Show. You're live. Hello?
Yo, what's up? Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yeah, there you are.
Hey, what's up? It's your boy J-Tree TV. How you doing?
Oh, J-Trizzle, the man of the I-Wizzle. What's going on, brother?
What's up, man? I heard you was doing a little radio show. I had to tap in with my brother, man.
Oh, man. Appreciate you calling, big dog. J-Tree, listen here. This man right here is a legend himself. He is, I mean, when it comes to videography, anything on the visual, J-Tree, please tap in with him. He is amazing. He is amazing. He just shot the recent video coming out October 10th.
Yeah.
And you heard it here first.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that song, man, for shouting me out. If anybody here is watching, man, it's J-Tree TV on all the social media. It's J-A-Y-T-R-E-E TV. I appreciate you guys tapping in. Everybody giving love to Stone. I'm excited for the album coming out on the 1st. I'm excited for the video coming out on the 10th. Man, we doing some big things, man.
On the way, King. On the way. Yeah. On the way. Thanks, brother. I'll be talking
absolutely,
to you
bro.
Soon.
Hell yeah, man.
Man, that's love. I love it.
Oh yeah.
I love it.
There's a lot of love. Man. I think that's the most callers that I've had in one show.
That's dope. We're gonna keep tagging it up there. I want them to get real interested.
Hell yeah. So I think we're gonna put on another song, and we'll come back. We'll finish up. Jesse, I know he's wanting to get to that question. So we're gonna get back to that, Jesse. I promise, brother.
You're gonna make me ask that question one way or another, huh?
Well, I mean, I want to give you the opportunity to ask the question that you wanted to ask, brother. I wanted to let you know that I didn't forget about you. You know what I'm saying?
All good. I feel you. I'm good at it.
All right, so we're gonna be right back. If you are from Washington and you just called in, just give us a minute here. We're gonna play a song real quick, and then we'll come back and we'll get you on. We'll get back to Jesse's question, and we're going here. So just stay with us, stay on the line, stay on the hold for us. We'll be right with you, I promise. This is Calabasas.
We'll be playing.
Calabasas, am I saying that right?
Calabasas.
Yeah, none of these records is on Ghetto Gypsy, but they banger records.
Okay. All right, here we go. We're gonna play this song. We'll be right back, everybody. Everybody just hang tight. Stay with us. Here we go.
Come out like I'm rich with some Calabasas shit. Calabasas shit, nigga. Impeccable feeling, nigga. I can't wait till I see that shit. Love. Society say I'm a failure, but everything I wear is tailored. Shit fit me to a T, even white folks say I'm a player, but they won't ask me shit. Still wear my chucks, but on some classy shit. Walk around like I'm rich on some Calabasas shit. Don't ask me shit, can't hear my blunt cause I ain't passing shit. Always roll the best woods, nigga ask your bitch. I like to ride around in fancy whips. Take trips, smoke zips with a fancy bitch. We get straight to the point, I ain't romancing shit. The shit I seen in my life, it got me not chancing shit. Black man trying to get rich, I ain't trying to get lynched. I'm out here chasing a dream, I ain't trying to get hitched. See niggas gone for the team, I see some niggas snitch. I'm out here touching the screen, keep niggas out my mix. Cause niggas out here trying to scheme, but that'll get you drenched. Young and wild with no sense, nigga. I'ma take you out to Calabasas, where we can run into an actress. And they gon' treat us like we fattest. Taking trips around the Atlas. Post a pic and view the captions. From Calabasas to the Hamptons. I'ma take you out to Calabasas, where we can run into an actress. And they gon' treat us like we fattest. Taking trips around the Atlas. Post a pic and view the captions. From Calabasas to the Hamptons. Let's ride around, look at the mansion. Proper etiquette, bought our napkins. Blowing money fast like nothing matters. Clock the top and let's go to fast. Fuck it, let's take some yoga class. Just let me roll the street and grab some matches. And I'ma stretch your legs, mind your head up on this mattress. And it's right back to this bread, cause that's the only thing that matters. In the hood, my name good, niggas know I've been had status. Living like I wish you would, to all them haters causing static. Semi-automatic, I went from average to living lavish. I like to ride my classics in the delicates of fabrics. I got expensive habits, but that come with being a savage. I ain't never seen this life, but that don't mean that I'm embarrassed. Just let me show you off, look how the rich people be staring. They know that I'm a boss, won't let them treat me like they caring. Just know that I'm a floss, by any means, and that's apparent. They say it's more to life than niggas hopping on McLaren's. I'ma take you out to Calabasas, where we can run into an actress. And they gon' treat us like we fattest. Taking trips around the Atlas. Post a pic and view the captions. From Calabasas to the Hamptons. I'ma take you out to Calabasas, where we can run into an actress. And they gon' treat us like we fattest. Taking trips around the Atlas. Post a pic and view the captions. From Calabasas to the Hamptons.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to No Fight Nerd Radio Show. It is I, your host, the Guy in Glasses. With me broadcasting from his home studio is my boy, Jesse. Jesse, what up?
Yo, what's good?
We got Stone on the line, ladies and gentlemen. We're taking callers and everything right now. Let's see. Man, somebody just dropped off. I don't know who that was, but call back in. Yeah, call back in. But we got a Spokane number here, it looks like. We're going to bring them on.
Mm-hmm.
The button will work. Hey, you're live on Nope I Know Radio Show. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Kiera from Spokane.
Hey, how are you?
Shout out to Stone from Prolet Fitness Gals.
What it do, what it do?
How you doing, Stone?
I'm doing very well, very well. So blessed, so blessed.
I love that song. That's bomb.
You love that Calabasas?
Yeah, it's a hit.
That's a good You say what?
It's a good vibe. We jam out in my car.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a good vibe. I've been to Calabasas a couple times. So it was one of them things, like, it's a vibe out there. I don't know if you've ever been out there, but the vibe out there is very strong.
That's so cool. No, I haven't been out there. Is that where you did the video too?
Yeah, yep. We shot the video in Calabasas. Shout out to Millie Yet. He's the one who shot it.
Nice.
So, yeah, look out for that Ghetto Gypsy. That's dropping on October 1st. We got a lot of big things coming up. I'm not sure if you know about the DL Down the Cordell Drake feature. That's dropping October 10th. That's a big record. That's a lot of
Stone,
fun.
Stone, it's me, Kiera. I was in the video.
Oh. Oh, Kiera. What's up,
ouch,
girl?
Ouch, Stone. That hurts.
Oh, shit.
I got you. No, I wasn't sure. What's going on, girl?
Nothing much. Brittany was like, girl, get on. Do a shout-out for Twirl It Fitness. So I'm here.
What? I'm so sorry, honey. You excited to see how it came out?
No, it's all good. Yeah, I'm so excited. I think it's going to be really good.
Thank you so much. I really do appreciate all your help and all your hard work. I think it's going to be amazing. It's going to be very good.
Of course. Thanks for the opportunity, Stone.
No doubt. No doubt. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. I'm going to see you guys real soon.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you later.
All right. Now, take it easy. All
right. You too.
Hell yeah.
Bye.
Hell yeah. Man, I tell you what, it's a lot of love coming in tonight, man. I'm loving this.
My people, my peoples, man.
I'm glad everybody's calling. We got another one on the line. This is somebody from your neck of the woods, Stone, that we fixing to bring on.
Too?
Yeah. No, I take that back. My apologies. It's 720. So I don't know where that is. My apologies. I looked at it wrong. It looked like it was your number, so we'll figure out who it is in just a second. Hey, you're live on Nope I Know Radio Show. Who are we speaking with?
You're speaking to Chris, man, out of Denver, man.
What's up, Chris?
Nah, Cordell, man. We have a couple artists out here in Suave Records. I just wanted to give a shout out. You don't know me or nothing, man, but I've been subscribed to you now and. Been hearing you out, Cordell and everybody. I'd be out there in Spokane and got some connects, man. Just wanted to give you a shout out as well from Denver, man.
Appreciate that, King. Appreciate that.
It's hitting, boy. That song, man. That Calabasas is hitting, boy. That vibe. It makes me feel like, it makes me feel like I want to go eat, boy, and just smile, bro, on the road and just go get it, man.
It's doing what it's supposed to. That's exactly how I felt when I did it. I felt the same way, brother.
For real. That's love, man, out here in 303, man. Real love.
Appreciate it. Shout out to the 303. Everybody out there making moves. Tap in with me. We can make it happen.
Yo. Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you talk, man. Have a good time.
Thanks for calling, brother.
Appreciate you calling, man, for real.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. We got another one on the line here. This looks like another Spokane number here. We're gonna bring them on real quick. And God, these buttons gotta get faster. I swear. Yo, it's Nope I Know Radio Show. You're live. Who are we speaking with?
Fallon.
Fallon, how you doing tonight, Fallon?
Fallon, what's going on?
I'm doing
on?
All right. Nothing. No, just shouting out from Spokane. Cordell had me call in.
Shout out to Spokane. Shout out to Cordell. My
Cordell made me do it.
You know what? Fallon,
I wasn't gonna say that.
Johnny, you solid. Thank you for calling. You hold it down. You hold it down.
What'd you say your new nickname was, Jesse?
Yeah. Mr. Applied Pressure, yeah.
Mr. Applied Pressure.
Y'all think I've been joking? I'm being serious. Right?
People
think I'm playing.
Hey, you need to call in right now. I ain't even playing.
Do what now?
Oh shit!
Shout out to Fallon. Shout out to the real ones. Shout out to Fallon.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You guys have a good night.
Hey, you too. Right, you too. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Bye. Yeah.
Man, Spokane.
Bunch of love out there.
Y'all gonna make me go get a residence down there.
Yeah, they showing you a lot of love tonight, man. For real.
Yeah, that's dope.
For real.
That's dope.
So, Jesse, you had a question about 30 minutes ago. I don't know if you want to get to it or not.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a simple question. What is Stone's creative process in the studio?
That's right.
To mention my creative process, you got to include Danny Dane. So, usually, like this morning, I'm being in the studio tonight. He just called me. He like, pull up. I got some shit I want you to hear. And, you know, I go in the studios, like, sometimes I like a lot of people in there. Sometimes it don't matter, but sometimes I don't. And I really, sometimes it takes me a minute, you know, it takes me a minute. I don't really be in a rush when I write music. You know, I'm not like, that's not my process. My process is not, like, to get as much music done as possible. It's, like, to get the emotion out and get the quality out. You know, and if I could ride to it, then I'm going to put it out, you know. So, like, you know, me and Danny, it just depends. It really does. Like, we might get 2-3 songs done in a day. I might do one verse on every song, and I might double back tomorrow out of those three. I might pick one or two of them and be like, okay, let's knock these down. Or, you know, sometimes it's like I'll finish the whole record. I might finish the whole record right there on the spot. You know, depending on how I'm feeling or the vibration. So, you know, one thing I don't do, you know, because I think, like, you know, we get caught up in trying to put out as much material as possible. Like, I kind of pride myself on holding on to, like, dope records. I kind of, like, feel good, like, when it's something I have nobody's heard yet and I'm ready to put it out. So it's like I take my time when I'm doing my music, and that works for me.
I can dig it. Okay, next music nerd question. Experience-wise, what has been your most memorable or favorite performance? And what has been your first performance?
Well, you know what? That's a good question, because as I started to become recognizable to people, COVID has affected that side of me.
Lord Jesus.
People really haven't had a chance to. I'm just being honest, you know what I'm saying? Like,
no, I got the same issue, bro.
Yeah, they haven't really had a chance to see me perform, like, in that regard. Now, I've done performances, like, in my hometown, like, in little areas, little pockets, but nothing, like, you know, on a larger scale. Not since really COVID. Now, I did shows in Boise. Shout out to my boy Verb. That was years ago with Bone Thugs, Mike Jones, a couple different people. He was headlining on it, and I had did a couple records with him at that time. And, yeah, so I was, like, on the stage, and that was, like, probably the biggest moment, to be honest, was, like, at that time, because it was probably, I want to say it was, like, 2,500 people in the crowd. So, you know, since I've been this artist now, ain't nobody really got a chance to see me get down on the stage, like, to that degree.
Okay. Okay.
Well, I'm sure that time's coming as, you know, things kind of, you know, hopefully ease up with this COVID shit and everything like that. Hopefully, you know,
Pig in the
everybody
park
gets that opportunity.
Yeah. That was a tragedy. Yeah, that the Pig Out in the Park Festival getting canceled was, yeah, that would have been it. But trust me, it's one thing you can know about Pig Out in the Park is they'll figure out how to bring it back.
That's a handle of things. If they got a part.
That shit is huge.
Right.
There's
yeah,
four sound yeah. stages. Four. Not just one. Four.
Jesus.
F-O-O. Four. Like.
Four. But like oh. Man, you know, you like you a fan of hip-hop. I'm sure both of y'all is to a certain degree. Like, you know, so I'm pretty sure y'all watch the verses, right? You see the performance.
Sure. Right.
You see, like, why that matters. I'm one of the ones who be in, you know, I'll be in the crib. I'll be running up and down in the living room, you know, doing all that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm prepared for that. That's already what I'm expecting to do.
Dope.
Yeah. Well, we had a caller I was gonna bring on, but they hung up right before you finished talking there. I don't know if they just chickening out or if you know their phone calls are dropping or something.
You know, yeah.
I don't know.
Listen,
but
like I said, I'm one of them ones. So it's like, you know, I don't know. You know.
Okay, so I remember earlier you saying part of your what your mission is lately is getting out in the world and collaborating with people.
Yeah.
If you could have three collaborations, I'm talking about anybody in any genre, anybody ever, you have three.
Oh.
These are three verses that you're gonna put on a project. Who are they? And I'm talking about anybody in music, period. Not even just music.
Just off the top of my head, shit. I'm definitely gonna do some with Nip. I'm gonna do some with Cube.
Ah.
I'm gonna do some with Dre. With Dre.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Now why? Why them? Why those three?
Because those are like three stages of my life and three different. You know, three different dynamics. You know, when I look at Cube, I look at him like he was a lot of my lyrical influence. You know, he taught me, like, you know, when I look to him to, like, hear that shit that nobody's spitting, that's what I do with Cube. And with Dre is the sound. You know, the sound is legendary to me. That's where my whole, you know, how I listen to music, how I hear music is like that. And reason for Nip is the relevancy. Like, you know,
okay.
Just, you know, like, you know, just, how do I say this? I said it already. Just the relevancy. That's it.
I feel you.
Yeah.
Okay. Brad, do you sing in the shower? Do you sing in the shower? Real talk. I'm trying to get down. I want people to know the man. Like, do you sing in the shower? I sit boys in the shower. If you my roommate, you gonna hear something. So
I don't sing. Sometimes I rap, but I don't sing. I feel you. Yeah. I'm in the shower early. I'm one of the niggas who get up at 6 a.m. So if I'm singing, everybody sleep. Somebody sleep. That's somebody around me. There's nobody around me. So if I'm singing, I'm waking somebody up or some shit like that.
I can dig it. Curveball,
yeah.
I know.
We got another caller online, and I think we're gonna take this call and then we wrap up because we only got like about 10 minutes left in the show here. So we're gonna take
okay.
this caller and see who this is real quick. Hello, you're on live. No Fine Hill Radio Show. Who is speaking with tonight?
Hey, this is Tony from Spokane, Locomotion. I just want to
okay,
shout out Stone. Stone.
What's up, bro?
Yeah. Hey, what's up?
Tone.
Yeah,
what's going on, big dog? Huh?
Yeah. You know, just out cruising.
Oh, you cruising in that thing? What you cruising in?
Yeah, in the Camaro. Yeah, I just pulled up.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that thing, but that thing's so beautiful.
Hey, like I said, shout out to Locomotion. Thank y'all so much for everything y'all did and for coming out. Man, it was amazing.
Oh, yeah, no, thank you for letting us be part of it, man. That's just dope.
Yeah, yeah, showing me the shop. I love Low Riders, man. I'm a part of that culture. Like I said, I didn't have no Low Rider, but I had a 96 Round Body Caprice. I had a Lincoln. I want to say it was a 91.
had it on 500 spoke Daytonas. Like when I was young,
well, it sounds like it's time to build you one.
Yeah. Like I said, it's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time before I get back to it. You know what I'm saying? I was telling Cordell, I got to snatch me up some. I seen all the beautiful cars down there. I'm like, I got to get me some ASAP.
Well, we can make it happen.
Most definitely. Appreciate you calling in, bros.
Oh, absolutely. You guys have a good day.
Hey, you too, man. We appreciate the phone call.
Enjoy that weather, man.
All right, man. Well, what?
I was having this drink made for me, and it was hella strong.
They trying to put some hair on your chest, huh?
I drink Jack. I had this drink made for me, and it was hella strong.
Man, Jack's a little rough.
So we got time for one last question.
Yeah, we got 10 minutes. Ask away, brother. Ask away.
Okay.
Go ahead.
If you hadn't found this music purpose, what would you be doing?
Oh, I'd be a speaker. I'd probably be like a speaker, influential speaker, influencer, something like that. I'd be tapped into like adolescents, like juveniles and reform. I'd be into all that type of shit.
I can dig it. So one way or another, you'd be touching the masses. That's dope. That's dope.
Yeah.
So last but not least, just you can get your shameless self-promotion in. What is next for you, Stone?
Oh, next for me is, shit, I'm trying to mobilize. So I'm trying to build.
When's that album dropping again?
October 1st.
What's the name of it?
Ghetto Gypsy.
One more time for the people in the back.
October 1st, Ghetto Gypsy, all streaming platforms. Go check it out. Play it one through six. Guaranteed. It's one of them.
That's what I'm talking about, man. That's what I'm talking about.
Don't need to be explained.
You say you what?
I said what's understood don't need to be explained. Go pick up that work.
Yeah, I mean, you know, my fans, my real fans, they know what I'm doing. They know what's going on there. For the new fans too, like go check out Calabasas, go check out Confidential, go check out I'm Grown, go check out all the records, go check out my Instagram. Y'all can see all these records and what I've been leading up to. You know what I mean? Like it's about growth. You know what I mean? So if you see what I'm doing, you just see I'm growing. Like, you know. So, you know, you check out all the records and then you're going to see what Ghetto Gypsy is. Ghetto Gypsy going to make a lot of sense to you when you hear all the records.
Hell yeah, man. Is there anything else that you want to plug tonight before we get off air with you?
I want to shout you fellas out, Note by Note Podcast. Big things on the way from y'all. I'm so excited for whatever y'all got going on, and I want to be a part of it. Y'all got my line. Tap in with me. Y'all audience, hopefully they enjoyed the interview. Look, it's a lot more to know about me, so we got shit coming up. Just tap in.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, man, this has been the longest interview that we've had. I mean, usually, guys get tired of, holding that phone up to their head and stuff, whatever, and they just, want to jump off, what I'm saying? And you stay on for the whole 2 hours, man. I appreciate that because I know that time is money. And, it really means a lot to me, man. I thank you so much from the bottom of my heart, brother.
No problem, G. Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. So, ladies and gentlemen, please go check out Stone. Go check him out. Plug all your socials real quick before we get you off air here, Stone.
Check me out on Rose on Instagram, Rose Stone Waves, RollStoneWayz, on Instagram. I mean on Facebook, Stone. I'm about to change that though, so it's gonna be Stone P. So it's easier to find me. Or you can look me up by Johnny Cash.
Twitter, all the same thing. Rose Stone Ways, all the same thing. TikTok, all the same thing.
Hell yeah, man. Awesome, man. That's really good, man. And ladies and gentlemen, you know, please go check out his stuff. You know, go do something different. Don't worry about all that shit that's playing on the radio and stuff like that. Go search out some music. Go be a headhunter. Go, you know, and go find these people, you know, because there's not just Stone out there that, you know, deserves recognition. There's a lot of people out there that are making some noise right now and deserve to be heard. So, you know, and, you know, you got to do a little bit digging, you know, not everything needs to be spoon-fed till you get off your ass and go, you know, go look some stuff up, you know.
Find that dope shit. You got to look for the dope shit, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Like,
absolutely.
Shit just
falling
to you. Exactly.
Right.
Y'all know
what it's
about.
Good music. I hate when I miss out on good music. I remember coming up, yeah. I used to be like, damn, I can't believe I ain't heard this song yet. Like, you know what I'm saying? I know
right,
what it is.
Yeah.
Check it out.
You definitely get it. You're doing yourself a disservice if you don't go out and search new music and stuff like that, and you don't, you know, and you don't search out people like Stone and everything like that. They deserve the recognition that, you know, I mean, because it takes balls, you know, to get behind a microphone and spill your guts, man, period. So, you know, anybody who...
There's one more thing. I actually want to, not to cut you off, brother, I want to give y'all advancement on Ghetto Gypsy. I want y'all to check it out and give me y'all advancement, critiques on it. Just because y'all showing love, I want y'all to be able to check it out. That way y'all know what's coming.
Dope.
Hell yeah, man. Absolutely.
Hey, don't threaten me with a good time, man.
Yeah, for
you
real.
You got my number, bros. Tap in with me. We'll just send me the email and shit.
For sure. All
right, man. I'll do that. I'll do that tonight, man. I'll send it out to you. Well, you done got my email because you sent me your music and stuff like that. So you already got mine.
Definitely
send it over to me. I'll send you some beef feedback, man, for sure.
Cool, good deal. Send it to my dude too. Make sure he got that. Send your email. Make sure you got that too, brother.
What's up?
Hell yeah. All right. Well, Stone, thank you so much for your time tonight, man. I know you've been on the phone for forever now, so, man, I can't thank you enough for being on. It was an incredible interview. A lot of love shown from all over. I mean, we had, you know, well, we had Denver, we had Spokane. I mean, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of love all over the place, man. So, for real, man, thank you so much for your time and being on with us today, man.
All good. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys, so much. I'll be talking to y'all in the future.
For sure.
Hell yeah, man. We definitely look forward to it, brother.
All right, now, fellas. Y'all take it easy. Right. I'm out of here.
Hey, you have a good night, man. You have a good night. Be safe out there.
All right. Take it easy.
You too.
All right, one.
Hell yeah, man. What a fucking excellent show. I mean, you couldn't ask for anything better, man. We got about 2 minutes left. Should go ahead and say your goodbyes to everybody.
Thanks for listening, everybody. You know what I mean? If you want to tap in with me, it's very simple. Jesse with no I lives at whatever you tap in at. I'll leave you with this. Because my man said we all need a catchphrase, so this is mine. Put the bars before the bullshit, people. Please and thank you.
Okay. All right. Hell yeah. I'm going to... Shit, where is my messages between Cordell here? I'm going to... Let's see. What we got? Okay, so, yeah, next week is October 1st. And we're going to have DL Downer on, man. And as far as little old Note by Note radio show goes, that'd be the most popular artist, you know, we've had on. I mean, he's had the song Sugar Boom Boom. There was a big hit song a few years back. Hell, I sang it at karaoke a few weeks ago. just because Cordell was talking about we was going to get him on. So, a lot of love to that man, and that's you know, true song, man. Every word in that song is truth from him. So
you know how gangster it is to be able to admit that you sang something in karaoke. That is, to me, that is gangster. Like
hell
just
yeah,
to admit that, like yeah, I sang that in karaoke.
I don't give a shit. Hell yeah. Well, we got 20 seconds here, so I'm going to leave everybody like I always do. Please, everybody, have a great weekend. Be safe out there. Keep your hearts open and your radios up. Good night, everybody.
Nighty night.